We talk of Christ. Repent and turn to the Lord and be healed. By David L. Frischneck, Curriculum Department. Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 42. Recently, a good and faithful woman I know was seriously injured in a car accident. Included in her injuries were broken ribs and broken vertebrae. Part of her rehabilitation required that she wear a brace on her back and neck so she couldn't move them. The brace looked very uncomfortable, but it was necessary. It provided the condition through which her back and her neck could heal. Repentance is like that brace. When we sin, we injure our soul, and divine treatment is needed to make us whole again. Repentance provides the condition that allows the Savior, through the power of the atonement, to heal us. If some part of repentance is not comfortable, like a brace on a broken back, we need to repent anyway. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, taught, "True repentance brings us back to doing what is right. To truly repent, we must recognize our sins and feel remorse, or godly sorrow, and confess those sins to God. If our sins are serious, we must also confess them to our authorized priesthood leader. We need to ask God for forgiveness and do all we can to correct whatever harm our actions may have caused. Repentance means a change of mind and heart. We stop doing things that are wrong, and we start doing things that are right. It brings us a fresh attitude toward God, oneself, and life in general. When we successfully complete the repentance process, the result is healing, relief, and happiness." Dorothy J. R. White wrote, "Consider tears that fall on the outside, yet wash the inside clean." The Lord pleads with insistence, love, and persuasion that we repent, because He wants to heal us. He suffered in His body and spirit to pay the penalty for our sins if we repent. He explains, "For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. But if they would not repent, they must suffer even as I, which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, and would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men. Wherefore, I command you again to repent." May we repent now, turn to the Lord, and be healed. For more information on this topic, see Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 15 and 16, Alma chapter 12, verses 33 and 34, chapter 36, verse 13, 17 through 20, and Boyd K. Packer, The Brilliant Morning of Forgiveness, Ensign, November 1995, pages 18 through 21. Sidebars. What are the blessings of repentance and forgiveness? The Holy Ghost will verify to us that we are forgiven. God will take away the burden of guilt for our sins. We will enjoy the influence of the Holy Ghost in greater abundance. The blessings of repentance. Sin is the willful transgression of divine law. The atonement of Jesus Christ is the gift of God to His children to correct and overcome the consequences of sin. The gift of the atonement of Jesus Christ provides us at all times and at all places with the blessings of repentance and forgiveness. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, Point of Safe Return, Liahona and Ensign, May 2007, pages 99 and 101. Why does repentance heal us? Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles helps answer this question in his general conference talk, "Repent That I May Heal You," Liahona and Ensign, November 2009, pages 40 through 43. The prophet Alma also helps us understand repentance and the atonement. See Alma chapter 42. 1. Our repentance allows us to access Christ's atonement and be healed. Christ's suffering in Gethsemane and on Golgotha atoned for the sins of all of us. He is able and eager to forgive our sins. 2. When we sin, we turn away from God. This injures our spirit. 3. When we repent, we return to God. This helps our remorse to subside. Forgiveness also takes away the guilt from our hearts, Alma chapter 24, verse 10, and brings peace of conscience, Messiah chapter 4, verse 3, thus healing us. Consider sharing with someone your testimony of the blessings that have come to you as a result of repentance. End of the article, Repent, Turn to the Lord, and Be Healed, by David L. Freshnick, Curriculum Department.